The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com. What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
What a play! Can you believe this?
No, I can't.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Off to the races, and he stays on his feet.
This is going to go the distance.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Happy holidays, everybody. Get your lineup set, put in your best players, and never forget to shoot the glass. I said that to Dan a few days ago. He didn't know what it means. He knows what it means now. We will have the Dan Schneier Die Hard review in just a little bit.
Do it now.
I am really blown away and stunned by how many questions we're getting this week. Obviously, people have been eliminated, but it hasn't. More questions this week than maybe any week all season. It's amazing. So I put a lot in the notes today. We'll get to as many as we can. And we'll do some news and notes as well. Hello, hey, how you doing, Dan? You ready? You ready for a big weekend of football and holidaying?
I am ready, and I think I agree with you. You talked a little bit off air about this first. Like, I am a bit thrown off by just like it's a Saturday slate. Like all the games are on Saturday, and I'm kind of just trying to adjust to that. Like tomorrow's football, but it'll be fun once it comes around.
Jamie, spoke to you a little while ago. Everything good?
I still hate you. Otherwise, everything's fine.
Okay. All right, let's do some news and notes here. Not a lot. But this thing on Taysom Hill, Jamie, there's a report that we could see a lot of Taysom Hill. So what do you make of that? And why are you so excited to start him as a quarterback and not a tight end in, on FanDuel?
I mean, I would prefer to start him as a tight end. But, you know, I think for DFS purposes, you can start him at a quarterback and he's cheap. And that's on DraftKings. On FanDuel, you can start him at tight end. And so that's the more ideal scenario, clearly. But I think he's going to... you know, run. And we like running guys.
We do. All right, so this is Taysom Hill, obviously tight end eligible at Cleveland on Saturday. This is one of the games we have circled as a bad weather game, maybe a legit bad weather game. Thursday night was a bad weather game. It was. It may not have looked like it, but it was. So where did you end up with Taysom Hill in your rankings, Jamie?
I have not updated that yet, so I'll probably end up settling on him in somewhere like between 10 to 12 in PPR and probably like 8 to 10 in non-PPR.
Mark Andrews.
Taysom Hill and non-PPR.
Okay. Half PPR.
Taysom Hill.
All right. Aaron Donald is out. I believe Latavius Murray practiced. I'll try to double check on that, but it looks like he's going to be good. Latavius Murray practicing today. Hayden Hurst is out. And Cliff Kingsbury apparently could walk away from the team, from the Cardinals, according to ESPN. So we'll see.
That team's a disaster.
Yeah, they sure are. Which is something I remember you talked about a lot during the preseason. It's kind of a concern you had about the Cardinals. I guess their fantasy options were fine, but they were really rough this year. All right, FFT and 5 is our five-minute version of the show, hosted by Chris Towers. Check it out. We'll have an episode for you tomorrow morning. Okay, so I'm publishing this on Friday instead of Saturday, so we'll have an episode for you tomorrow morning. That'll be me and Jamie going through the injury news. The normal thing that I do with Heath on Sundays will be me and Jamie tomorrow, Saturday morning, get you that update. On FFT and 5, it'll also be in the main FFT feed. But every day, we got something in the FFT and 5 feed. Real quick stuff. It's usually more like 7 or 8 minutes. But It's great stuff. Very helpful for those of you who don't have a lot of time. Start with our Apple Podcast questions, and this one comes from Alex Wilson. And he says, dear Clapton, Roberts, Fisher, and Weddle.
Eric's. All Eric's.
Eric's?
Eric's.
Okay. So I listen to the podcast all the time. I recommend this podcast to anyone who has a podcast league or whoever likes having best hair debates between two average hair guys. all right. I have Jalen Hurts. Wait to you're we have so many Gardner Minshew questions.
And yes.
I think the answers are pretty much always going to be Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew or Brock Purdy for this man?
Minshew.
I'm actually in the Purdy camp. I know we discussed this on Tuesday, Adam. I'm staying with it. I think Purdy's going to have a really big game.
And why do you think that?
So just from watching this Washington Football Commanders team over the past two of the last 3 weeks, that defense is starting to fall off. They had a nice little run, and I think that Purdy's going to be able to exploit them, especially with Kittle and Ayuk.
Why do you think their defense is falling off? They held the Giants to 20 points twice.
They held the Giants to 20 points in the first time, and then the second time, obviously, was a defensive touchdown was part of the 20 points. But
right,
just the
right,
way
right.
that they looked more susceptible, especially if the injuries are still bad for them in the secondary. I don't know. Right. I haven't looked at the updates there.
Right. Cameron Curl, I think, is going to be out.
Well, they are getting Chase Young back, too. I mean, that's a big part of it.
They're getting Young back, yeah. And we'll see how he is in his first game back. But I just have a feeling with Purdy. I'm going Purdy.
Okay. How about Matt Christopher, PPR, half PPR, pardon me, Joe Mixon or T. Higgins?
Higgins.
Half PPR. Yeah, Higgins.
Okay. Jay Karatnik wants to know Minshew or Brady? Very tough one.
I just made that switch this morning, Minshew.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did this on the Tuesday show. I'm on Brady, but I guess I'm lower on Minshew than most, so I can understand. I don't foresee this being a huge game for him against Dallas. We'll see, though.
Hockenson or Waller, and then Dobbins or DJ Moore?
Hockenson and Dobbins in non and half PPR.
Same answers. I think Hockenson's going to have a really big game against the Giants pass defense.
This is Sean from a city called Denver. Said, I love this podcast. Adam, yeah, I like that. Adam had a very random take this year that everyone should eat light mayo instead of regular mayo. And it had me LOLing. It also inspired me to switch over to light mayo. Good for you. It tastes just as good. It's so much healthier.
Or just no mayo.
Less unhealthy. Yeah no, I'm a no mayo guy. I had a phase in my life where I vowed that I was going to get mayo on my cheeseburger every time I got a cheeseburger. And that lasted like 2 weeks. It's good, but just unnecessary.
Why did you vow to do that?
I don't know. I just decided that was going to be my thing. I was going to be the guy who gets mayo on his burgers.
Have you ever had butter on a burger?
No.
Great.
I mean, do you want to die?
all right. What else? The other part of this question was we need an RB2 and a flex in PPR. It's not great. Chuba Hubbard, Brian Robinson, Darius Slayton, Marquise Goodwin.
A running back and a flex.
Yeah. Hubbard, Brian Robinson, Slayton.
Is it half PPR or full?
Full.
Goodwin's a flex.
Yep, for sure.
I guess Hubbard.
Or Robinson or Hubbard? Yeah, I can't go Robinson against San Fran, so Hubbard.
Butter. People are questioning butter on a burger.
Yeah, haven't you ever heard of Culver's? It's a Midwest thing. Everyone in this chat is supposed to be from the Midwest. I feel like 90% of the people listen to our podcast and comment and rate us on iTunes are from the Midwest. So none of you have heard of the Butterburger and Culver's in the Midwest? Have you guys ever been to a Culver's, either of you two?
No, never heard of it.
Okay. Really great Midwestern fast food chain.
I've been to the Midwest, a very friendly place, the Midwest.
Very friendly place.
Right? Oh my gosh, went to St. Louis. Going from New York to St. Louis, it's unbelievable. It's like you didn't know people were nice.
It is so true.
Yeah.
It's so true. And it's different kind of nice than the South nice, too. I think it's a more genuine nice.
All right. You know what? I'm not going to offend anybody, Dan. All right. This is from Surge Reviews. Dalton Schultz or Evan Ingram? I'm going to go Ingram. The other question is Pollard, Zeke, or Chubb? Pick one. Pollard, Zeke, or Chubb? Full PPR. PPR.
Pollard,
yeah, in full PPR.
All right, Lamar Jackson or Justin Fields? I think we're going to Fields
I don't think Jackson's playing.
No, he's out.
You picked a hell of a list of questions.
I don't have to read these. Well, I don't like
lots
reading
of questions
them.
About people who aren't going to play.
Devontae Smith or DJ Moore?
DJ.
I'll go DJ too. I'm close though.
I'll be the Devontae Smith.
You'll Devontae, yeah.
Leonard Fournette. Wait,
you're the Dallas Goedert ruins Devontae Smith guy.
Yeah, but DJ Moore is DJ Moore. But yeah, now Fournette, Patterson, or Dylan is the last one.
Fournette.
Cortland Sutton is practicing, by the way, on Friday.
Ooh. I'm still going for
next question is a PPR question. T. Higgins or Christian Watson?
Higgins.
Higgins.
This is from Travis in Omaha. Rodgers or Minshew? And then Carr or Minshew in another league?
Minshew.
I'll bless go Minshew in those spots.
Bless you. I said, is that funny? Bless you?
No, it's not funny at all.
Well, no, yeah, it's a little funny.
Not funny at all. A, you're not the first person to make the Minshew bless you joke. You're like the 70,000th person who's made that joke. And B, it was never that funny to begin with, so no.
Is that thing that people make that joke? I don't think
you've never heard the Minshew bless you joke.
I've never heard that joke. Yes.
When Dan's walking down the streets and somebody sneezes, he says,
Minshew,
is that the quarterback?
Yeah.
Dan, do you think this is funny? A mule walks into a bar. Bartender says, why the long face?
A mule?
Yeah.
I've never heard about a mule.
So yeah, long
I don't think mules are known as having that. I think he's thinking of a different. I think he's thinking of a different. Yeah, I think it was definitely a mule.
God, you're an ass.
God, you're a donkey.
All right. Big Grissy is projected to lose by 20, so he needs some upside. Don't worry about the projections, all right? Fields or Herbert at quarterback, and then we'll have more questions after that. But Fields or Herbert?
I'll go Fields. He wants upside, so Fields.
Over Herbert?
Mm-hmm.
He's looking for upside.
I go Herbert just because there's no weather concerns or offensive line concerns to the same level.
I don't buy the I need upside thing. What?
Why did the picture go to jail?
It was framed.
That's a little better. That's definitely better than the random mule joke that wasn't even told right.
It's actually... Okay.
What?
Mules have long faces too, okay?
I don't think so. I don't think anyone knows that.
They do, but nobody ever says...
Yeah, no one associates mules with long faces.
I don't even know what a mule is. Like, I don't know the difference between a mule and a horse.
There's no shot you know what a mule is, yep.
Do you? What's the difference between a mule and a horse?
I don't really know what a mule is either. I think they lug stuff or they carry stuff. I don't know.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah?
Two goldfish are in a tank. What did one goldfish say to the other goldfish?
What?
Do you know how to drive this thing?
I don't like that. I don't get it.
I don't really get that either.
Tank.
Like a tank, like a military tank.
Oh, they were in that kind of tank? Or like where? There's a better punchline than that. Like, where do you fire from? I don't know. Okay, the other question from Big Rissy. Mixon, Dobbins. I don't see how. He needs a running back, a wide receiver, and a flex. Mixon or Dobbins?
Dobbins for me.
Dobbins.
Wide receiver. Oh, I'm sorry. Mixon, Dobbins, or Ken Walker?
Still Dobbins.
Dobbins, Mixon, Walker.
Wide receiver, Juju, DJ Moore, Ayuk, Watson.
How many?
One.
I think I'm leaning Juju here.
Juju on Christmas.
and then we need a flex. We need Mixon, Walker, DJ Moore, Ayuk, Christian Watson.
Mixon.
Yeah, Mixon over those guys.
From Joe, PPR, DJ Moore, DJ Chark, DJ Slayton, or Zach Moss?
Moore, Chark, Slayton, or Moss for full PPR?
Mm-hmm.
Moore.
Yeah, it has to be Moore in full PPR.
Hey, Dan.
Yep.
You know what Forrest Gump's password is?
Jenny.
No, it's 1-4-1.
I don't know. Why did I not get that? How could that go over my head?
That's not an easy one to get. Bucks DST.
Oh, run, Forrest, run. All right.
Oh, you didn't get that. You didn't understand it. Oh, that is bad.
Oh,
yeah.
The one. I thought he said one.
He did say one. That's the, it's a pet. You're okay. Chargers DST.
I need to go to Google. We really need to improve these jokes.
No, Jamie's got great. Jamie, tell the one about the restaurant in space or on the moon or something.
Oh, let me see if I can find it.
I remember it. You want to tell it? Or okay, whatever. You tell it. Chargers DST, Bucks DST, or Cowboys?
Bucks for sure.
Bucks.
Against McSorley, that's the easy. That's one of my favorite plays of the week.
Okay, from the Hammer 97, Mike Williams or Jerick McKinnon, PPR?
Wow, Williams or McKinnon. I think McKinnon. Wow, you leave McKinnon there. That's how far he's come. That's close. I'll go McKinnon though too. There's more volume chance. There's Williams more volume, I think. You'd go Williams, you said
that?
Yeah,
down. I would. Dan changed the camera angle. Doesn't look like he's sitting on the toilet anymore.
What the F? Sitting on the toilet? What are you talking about? Hey, Brandon, can you explain what you mean by that? Please.
It did not look like that, but that is a really funny comment. Really funny comment.
The camera angle. I didn't even really change anything about the camera angle.
I also love that you just cursed again. You are so bad at not cursing.
I said, what the F?
You're so bad at not cursing.
I said, what the F?
Oh my gosh.
How does it look like I'm sitting on a toilet?
It doesn't. It's a funny comment, though. Oh, that's great. All right. Question from UDog41. That's blah, blah, blah. Okay. I lost Jalen Hurts. I need upside. I'm an underdog. Mm. Should I start KJ Osborne or Marquise Goodwin over guys like Slayton or Drake London?
Yes. Godwin for sure. Goodwin.
Yeah. I like Goodwin a lot this week too. I actually think that Osborne's really sneaky play too. The Giants are going to do exactly what they did against Washington, which is bracket coverage the entire game against McLaurin. That'll be against Jefferson. So both Thielen and Osborne, I think, are going to have some sick opportunities.
In 20 years, Dan's hair will look exactly like Jamie's.
Great. That's the biggest compliment anyone could ever tell me.
That's great.
We've already established long ago Jamie is the best hair on the show. I've never been gunning for that. All I'm gunning for is that it's better than that mess or whatever you want to call the top of Adam's head right now. Like, that can't be the best. Look at it.
But just, you know, it's never been combed once. That's true.
It's cruelly on the
top. I use conditioner today, though. I don't do that often.
Used to have such a good hairstylist.
Did he?
How much does she charge? I was wondering.
She charges $20.
If you have to ask.
Are you kidding me? $20? Uh-huh. Cannot find a haircut for $20 in New York.
Not even close.
Wait, you're paying more for that?
Yeah.
$35.
Wow.
If I were you, you know what you should do? You should fly down every 6 weeks.
All right. You can go upside. I would start Goodwin over London for sure. I don't think I'd start.
I would go Goodwin, Slayton, London, Osborne.
All right. From DJ Posterize, Justin Fields or Dak Prescott?
Fields.
Yeah.
Cousin Ernest in the chat says, so funny about the toilet.
I wish I had any idea. Unbelievable.
I don't see it, man. But now, unreal. I mean, I do now because I'm thinking about it. But like, no, I don't see it.
Real.
Well, I mean, Adam, you are experienced at looking at other people on the toilet.
It's true. Adam's haircut looks like the Beatles had a baby with Oasis. I can see that.
I could. If someone told me Adam is the guy who shows up at parties with an acoustic guitar and rocks like Wonderwall, I would not be at all surprised.
No, those days are done. Those days are done. All right, this is from Henry William Wilder.
Big news.
What now?
Gronk.
Oh, what? Yeah.
What'd he say?
Coming back.
I thought he said he's not coming around. Back. No, it was the opposite, right?
Yeah.
What's the new one?
No, there's nothing. Jamie's is.
Is Jamie messing with us?
Yeah. I told everyone who the Giants signed on the podcast this morning. They didn't care.
Who?
Michael Conforto. Okay. Henry's question is,
I don't see anything on Gronk. He's
Daniel Jones or Gardner Minshew?
Minshew. That was close.
I'm going Jones.
And then a PPR wide receiver two and a flex from this group. Jerry Jeudy, Ayuk, Hollywood Brown, Fournette, Rashad White, Dallas Goedert.
Jeudy. And then what else do I need?
Flex. Ayuk, Hollywood, Fournette, Rashad White, Dallas Goedert.
Fournette and Jeudy would be my plays.
Yep.
But I would start Goddard over Mark Andrews. He's currently starting Andrews over Goddard.
Yeah, I would also start Goddard over Mark Andrews.
Why does everybody think I'm such a dweeb? Adam is the type of guy that says toodles when he leaves. I've never seen
you don't
that.
Think you don't think you give off dweeb vibe?
No. I was nominated for Homecoming King and Prom King. Like, I'm not. I'm very cool.
Whoa.
Wait, then what do you just... You said no, but then you used the logic to answer that the answer would be yes. I said, do you not think you give up a dweeb vibe?
I don't.
Oh, you don't think you do?
No, okay. I'm very cool. Very cool.
I was nominated for Homecoming.
Oh, you said you were nominated for Homecoming
King and Prom King. Yeah.
Did you win?
It doesn't matter if I don't remember who won. P- Pete,
so you're obviously without a doubt showing up to your like 10, 20, 30 year reunion.
20 year reunion is next week.
Remember me? I was a guy who was nominated for homecoming and prom in the same year.
I'm wearing my sash. 20 year reunion is next weekend, Dan. I'm not going. All right.
Homecoming and prom in the same. Adam actually might be the only the first person in the history of that Florida school to be nominated for homecoming and prom king in the same year. He really is breaking records that year.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. And our Zach Brook, our producer, is talking crap about me in the chat.
Wow.
That is bold. All right. This is from Peter in Central Florida. Okay. He says, I need a running back and a wide receiver three and a flex. So running back, Pacheco, Mixon. Higgins or Judy at wide receiver?
I actually think Judy for me.
Higgins with Sutton back.
Then
if Sutton's back. I agree with that if Sutton's playing.
Start Judy over Pacheco.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Defense, Bucks or Broncos?
Bucks. I like Bucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bucks are my favorite play this week. So
this is from the 72 Dolphins. Dear Harry, Marv, Kevin, and Peter.
Harry, Marv, Kevin, and who?
Peter.
That Home Alone characters?
Yeah. Which one's Peter? Is that one of the like the redhead brother?
You know what's crazy? I've only probably seen that movie like once or twice in my life, and I still knew that answer. I'm pretty impressed with myself.
That is amazing. It's like being nominated for two
the homecoming and prom in the same year.
I was nominated, but I didn't win. Look at me.
Pick two and four.
They want me to prove to the YouTube commenters I'm not a dweeb. I was homecoming and prom king.
Peter's
nomination.
The dad in Home Alone? I don't remember his name being Peter. I guess his name is
you
Peter.
Put that on your resume, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
I don't have one, but I would, yeah.
See, I'm not a dweeb.
Put my GPA on there.
I lost both the homecoming king and
being the Bills.
I didn't win. All right, pick two in full PPR: McLaurin, Judy, Mike Williams.
McLaurin and Williams.
Definitely McLaurin. Williams. Now that if Sutton's going to be back, so yeah, Williams.
Semifinal start from no name here: Captain Kirk Cousins or Tua Tagovailoa.
Cousins.
Tua.
I'll go Cousins. I love the matchup.
And a flex. Done. Brian Robinson, Isaiah Pacheco, or Deion Jackson?
Pacheco for me.
Aaron Donald's out for the year.
Woof.
From Medic Nick. Latavius Murray, A.J. Dillon, Josh Palmer, or Romeo Doubs in full PPR?
Full PPR makes that tough.
Wait.
What are you laughing?
The mule beat Adam for prom.
A mule walks into a bar, says to the horse, why the long face?
Yeah.
The horse says, what are you doing here, mule?
Yeah. Aren't we the same thing? Latavius Murray, A.J. Dillon, Palmer, or Doubs?
Dillon.
Full PPR, though? I mean, it's not
got
like
three
the
catches. He's the last three.
Yeah. Okay. I'm good with Dillon there. I don't love any of the plays.
Okay. And People's Banker is in a half PPR, 6 point per passing touchdown league. Minshew or Aaron Rodgers or Purdy?
Similar questions to what we had.
Purdy.
Oh. If it's full PPR, I'd probably go Purdy, but since it's half PPR, I'll go with Minshew.
I'm a Purdy guy over those three guys. We kind of answered this already.
Okay. And I think one more Apple podcast here. Told you we had a lot. Pamponcho. Dear Sean, Daniel, Pearson, Roger. There's no way Schneier knows that.
No shot.
You know.
Bond.
Yeah, those are Bonds.
What? James Bonds.
Marquise Goodwin, Deion Jackson, or Michael Gallup, half PPR, and Dallas Goedert or Taysom Hill.
Goodwin, Goddard.
Yep.
Okay, poll question today. Did Dan actually watch Die Hard? And currently the no's are 65% say no.
What do you think I'm lying about it?
I voted for yes.
You lied?
No.
Of course I saw it.
All right, Dan. I am really excited for a review. I said earlier on the show, you are Mr. Wrong and Strong. All of your takes are wrong and strong. So let's hear what you have to say about Die Hard as a movie and if it's a Christmas movie. Dan reviews Die Hard. Go for it.
So start by saying I did go through the process I wanted to avoid, which was purchasing Die Hard on someone else's Amazon Prime account that I borrow for other stuff, and then having to go like, hey, I got this movie. Do you want me to Venmo you $4? Of course. No. Yeah, why would I? And it's just like awkward. Like, you know, like you don't want to go through the, oh, should I send you the $4? Nobody wants the $4.
Nobody
you
wants
have to
the
at least say something because yeah. You're like, you don't want to just charge show up on their account. So we did it. We bought it. We watched it. So great movie.
Wait, who'd you watch it with? Who'd you watch it with?
I watched it myself.
Oh, okay.
Just, you know.
Okay.
Like right after we streamed on Tuesday night, just threw it back and, you know, had a little drink and enjoyed myself. And it was great. Like I'd never seen even a scene from Die Hard. So it was all new to me. Credible action. I'll start by saying this before we get into if it's a Christmas or not, because I have a very strong take on that side of it. But
oh,
as far as the actual movie goes, some great. I was waiting for the moment, shoot the glass when he's speaking to him in the German, and then he does it. My favorite part though is when the guy he kills his brother, and the guy's like they're chasing him on the roof with the machine guns. He's like, only I kill him. But then they're just firing off machine guns at each other as if like you control that you're not gonna kill him potentially.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Wailing machine guns at each other back and forth on the rooftop. Excellent. I love when he's shooting through the vents and he's trying to shoot him, and he's like, and Bruce Willis is in the vent, like, and it just goes a little ahead of him. Just some great action moments like that. I'll say this, I feel like Hans Gruber was wildly underdeveloped in this. They made him seem like this like big guy who's like gonna, like, you know, he has all this plot and plan, and even when he first takes over he's kind of like talking about like, you know, you guys got too greedy and you'll never know, but in the end he just wants some bail bonds or whatever, he just wants some money. Like there was nothing really to his heist, it was just about the money. I feel like that was a little whack, but
Is
what it is. Yeah, not great. Like they need a little bit more plot development with Hans Gruber. Like give me a reason for why he's doing this more, right? So there was that. But overall, amazing movie. Now, as far as if it was a Christmas movie or not, I have no clue how anyone in their right minds could claim this is not a Christmas movie. I'll listen to the argument, but it makes zero sense. The movie starts off with him getting off a plane and them saying Merry Christmas. Then from that point on, the first Christmas reference, we have 5 more Christmas references, including even when he's in the car with Argyle and Argyle puts on like a mixtape of his own music. And he's like, come on, don't you have any Christmas music you can put on? Then we have Christmas music at the beginning of the movie, Christmas music to close the movie. It's a Christmas party to begin with. There's so many littered references to Christmas in this. It is a guaranteed Christmas movie. Who says it's not and why? What is their argument?
I don't want to go through this over and over again because I'm sure the audience is tired of it, but I'll just say it's an action movie with Christmas references. To me, a Christmas movie has certain themes. It's about family.
It's about family.
This is about
family.
That's the
thing. I don't think it's about family at all.
How is it not about family?
Because it's about him. No, it's not. Yeah. It's about him killing terrorists. It's an action movie. It's about him killing terrorists. The family stuff is so
Adam. Let me ask you this question.
In the background,
does he win his wife and family back if he doesn't do everything he did to prove himself? No, she was not happy with him before he.
Oh, you think he had to kill? You think he had to save the day to
he
get
saved
her
the
back?
Day. Yeah, he
no,
saved the
I
day.
Think those are two separate
Home
things.
Home Alone's about a burglary.
No, Home Alone is very much about his family. I mean that it's
why is it about his family?
Why is it about his family? They leave him and that's it. Then he has to defend the house.
Because it starts out with how much he realized he doesn't want his family. He makes his family disappear.
Yeah, and Bruce Willis realizes that he wanted his family and he made a mistake by staying in New York.
The ending of Home Alone is the family all together and the music comes in.
What's the end of Die Hard?
The end of Die Hard is him walking away from Nakatomi Plaza.
With who?
With his wife.
Right.
Oh,
but they don't.
And Christmas music plays.
I think if they had had another scene at the end of him opening presents with the kids, it would have been something.
No.
There are no kids.
That would have been the dumbest. Who wants to watch that?
There are no. It's a Christmas movie. That would be a Christmas movie.
So wait a minute. Where did he go from? Let's play this out. Where did he go from Nakatomi Tower?
Right.
He went back
Good
to the
point.
Airport. He went home. He went to Los Angeles.
He did not go home.
He went to New York.
Went
to New York.
California.
Let's play out Adam's stupid scenario. So he went home. What was in the car when he drove away?
A teddy bear.
For who?
Right.
For his girlfriend in New York.
No. You know that's not the
answer.
No,
that's the thing. Like it's just the movie could have worked at any time of year. It came out in July. It doesn't need. It's not about Christmas. It takes place during Christmas. There are certain movies that are about Christmas and the themes of Christmas. You think about Christmas, you don't think about killing terrorists. You think about your family and things like
that. This movie, I forget the guy's name from Stranger Things, that just where he's the murdering Santa Claus. Is that about Christmas?
Wait, I don't know that one.
The guy from Stranger Things, the police officer.
He's in a. Oh, I don't know. I don't know the movie.
He plays like a psychotic Santa Claus.
It's probably not a Christmas movie. It's a horror movie.
But he's Santa Claus, though.
Well, I think it's not
so obviously a Christmas
movie. Dan, you nailed it. Absolutely perfect. Good job.
I'm glad you liked it. It's such a great movie.
It was epic, yeah. I mean, and I'm not even the hugest action movie fan, but it was just fun. And I liked Bruce Willis, and I liked how the close calls and everything.
Yeah, don't watch Die Hard 2. That's my advice.
Okay, don't watch Die Hard.
Definitely don't watch Die Hard 5. Die Hard 5 is it's one of the worst movies I've ever seen. That's not even a joke. All right. Wet Bandit says, explain why Dallas Goedert over Mark Andrews.
I think Gardner Minshew is a better quarterback than Tyler Huntley.
Also, Goddard has a really good history of the one time. I mean, it's a small sample size, but he went off with Gardner Minshew in the past.
Yeah, what more do you need to see of this Huntley Mark Andrews connection?
Exactly.
It's a controlled environment. You don't have to worry about weather.
To be fair, one game was against Pittsburgh.
True. And one game was crazy bad weather.
One game was crazy bad weather. I don't think you got to run away from Mark Andrews.
I'm going to
take back what I said. I'll start Andrews over Taysom.
Wow. Oh, over Taysom, not over Goddard.
Okay. I'm reading some of the comments here.
Okay, don't get too caught up in the comments.
Oh, Zach's never seen Die Hard. He didn't want us to spoil anything.
Oh, my God.
What?
Zach,
what is with you guys?
I thought you were kidding when you said no spoilers.
I can't do it. The movie came out in the 80s, bro.
That was the other cool observation I had. It was just so fun watching a movie in the 80s. Like, when they first break in and they try to, like, break into the computer, it's this old freaking desktop. No one has cell phones, so Bruce Willis is, like, on a landline.
Yeah.
And he's calling whoever. Just so many great, and some of the things they do in the office, like, during the party is fun.
Yeah, right. Adam, who is Senor Football says, who is the guy that came on the podcast and said Die Hard was not a Christmas movie? Actually, we had the writer of Die Hard come on and say that it was a Christmas movie.
So you're wrong, Adam. Basically, you've been proven wrong.
I believe he said that he didn't think it was a Christmas movie until he came on set and saw, like, all the Christmas stuff, which is kind of my point. The story of the movie
No. That's you're not going to lawyer your way out of this.
We had him on. Oh, I see your point. Yes, it's a Christmas
movie.
Well,
I was being kind.
Yeah.
And it was an amazing interview. You should go back and listen to it. It was the best episode we've ever done.
You're a dweeb.
All right. I'll be right back. I'm going to take a break here, get my Homecoming King nominee sash, and come back and do the
fantasy. Do you still have your speeches? I'd love to read them. I'd love to take a long break.
Dan has to wipe.
Well, we'll be right back on Fantasy Football Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Fantasy Cops. This first Fantasy Cops question.
I can't look at Dan anymore.
Here I am.
This one is a doozy. Oh, man. I had to plug my nose just looking at Dan. All right. Email us fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. I think we had over 15 Fantasy Cops questions this week alone. It's crazy.
Love it.
Okay. This one comes from Frank. Actually, I got this shirt from Frank. I'm in a 16 team. $50 IDP league. I clinched a spot in the playoffs before week 14, and I won that week's matchup by 2 points to give me the fifth seed. So in the first round of the playoffs, I demolished the fourth seed by 70 points last week, week 15. I'm one win away from making the championship game for like $600. Oh, wait, never mind. I go on the league this morning and sleeper changed a week 14 regular season tackle by Denzel Perryman on Tuesday, 9 days after that matchup.
Wow.
This retroactively gave me a week 14 loss and thus changed me to the sixth seed after my week 15 playoff game was already played. So instead of crushing the four seed, I now lost to the third seed by 6 points and I'm eliminated from the playoffs. Again, to recap, I've been erased from the second round of the playoffs due to a stat correction that occurred in the regular season 9 days earlier. And not one person said this was BS. What do the fantasy cops think?
I'm like stunned and at a loss for words. I've never heard of a scenario like that happening where they change the playoff matchups entirely. That's crazy. I think a stat correction should be done before the playoff bracket comes out. And once the playoff bracket comes out, it should be locked in.
Yeah, I just, what do you, I'm
like, I don't know what
I don't
you
know
can
what to do.
Do.
This is one of those apps. I don't really know. I've never been a commissioner on Sleeper. So
not a huge, yeah, go ahead.
Let's play this out two ways. I agree with what Dan said, that once the next week kicks off, all stat corrections should be out the door if they haven't been updated already. However, if the stat correction come out, let's say Thursday morning, which they typically are, I think, are on Wednesdays, but let's say it's Wednesday or Thursday, you would have had that same fate that you suffered as well. Now, maybe you change a matchup or two, you know, because you're the type of guy that wants to have my receiver against his quarterback or something like that. And that might have changed what your strategy might have been. But let's be honest, most people are going to set their lineups as they normally would have. So you would have lost anyway. So what I think you should do, and maybe this is a lesson for everybody, is have a rule in your bylaws that state any stat corrections past the point of the next scoring period starting don't count. Especially IDPs, because IDP has the most stat corrections of all.
Completely agree.
It sucks, but that's, I think, you know, unless it's been established, that's kind of where you're
so
at.
You think he's done? You think he's out?
I mean, if his commissioner is not changing it, no matter what we say, is not going to, I think, sway it. So I can't really make a strong argument to say this to change it, aside from what Dan said, which, you know, I think that kind of has to be established.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's
man.
A good lesson for them to learn moving forward, though. Like, they don't want this happening again, I don't think.
Yeah, that's
now,
a shame.
Now, what you could do is, you know, maybe you give the guys entry feedback or something, you know, to not make it such a egregious scenario. But you know,
it's got to be like the worst bad beat I've ever heard, right? Like,
that's terrible.
I mean,
man.
Nine days after you find out that
nine days after that changes your whole playoff bracket.
But did the commissioner have to go back in and change it themselves, or did the site just change it? And
no, the site did it all.
The site did it all.
Yeah,
and changed the playoff matchups after the playoff week had already been completed.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, it's wild.
Because I mean, we've all commissioned leagues before. I don't think anybody's ever gone back and looked at a 2 week old scoring matchup to say, oh, that like Nando and Jake Seeley in our telethon league tied. I haven't gone back to look to see if there was a stat correction.
Yeah. Mm. Why would you?
That's interesting. Maybe we should, but we wouldn't. I think we would kind of know about it. But okay. All right. Sorry, bud. Next up for the Fantasy Cops, it's Jason in San Jose. And Jason says, hey, Kane, Mac, and Latimer. I got this is the one that's missing from my my movie collection. I've never seen The Program, which is bad. Oh, I should have seen
The Program. What's
The Program
about? Never heard of it.
It's a football movie.
Oh, wow.
James Caan.
It's a great movie.
All right. Heading into my Monday night game of week 14, I was down by 1 point and I only had Ramondre Stevenson left. I realized that I would have an easier road to the playoffs as the four seed than the six seed. So I lost on purpose by putting Stevenson on my bench in favor of Aaron Jones, who was on a bye. Mm-hmm. I think he meant to say he would have an easier road as the six seed rather than the four seed. Okay. My opponent was not in the running for a playoff spot. It didn't affect the regular season money payouts. It had no impact on any other aspect of the league. No one noticed at first, but the entire league knows now, and they are pissed. The commissioner admits it breaks no league rules, so they're not kicking me out of the playoffs, but they are refusing to put my name on the league trophy that has every other champion's name since 2001. So please settle this once and for all. Is losing on purpose to get a better seed acceptable as long as the only thing it impacts is the first round playoff matchups?
Yes, 100%. I also am personally of the belief that even if it did impact the playoff matchups or if that person was in the running, it is 100% acceptable. You should be allowed to do whatever you want with your own lineup to personally put yourself in the best position to win. Why should that not be the case?
It's working. He said he won in round one, but would have lost if he didn't tank.
And I don't understand why he's supposed to not tank there. Like, do it's what's like, best for you.
It's like when the Eagles threw the game in week 17 a few years ago.
Right, to get the better draft pick when they put in Sudfeld.
What do you think, Jamie?
I always think that these things could come back to bite you from a fantasy karma standpoint, you know, when you're trying to do stuff like this. But, I mean, there's no rules again. It's just so petty. I'm not going to put your name on the trophy. Like, come on.
It's funny. Yeah.
But I just don't understand what he did wrong. Like, why should he not be allowed to do that?
He earned
really
that right.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Right? He earned that right to – he got to that point. He earned the right to control his own fate.
Yeah.
So I guess we're okay with it.
I think he did great. I think he did great, and they're just being babies.
Okay. From – what was this last one from? From KH. I had an invalid player in the IR spot last week during the first week of the playoffs. This is against the rules of our league, only specified for the playoffs for some reason. And it's written in the league rules, although half the league, including myself, admitted to not knowing the rule. The problem is there were no punishments ever established for this violation, leaving an invalid player in an IR spot. There is, however, a similar rule in place for the second IR spot to only be used for players out for COVID, COVID-related issues. We implemented that last year and continued it this year for precaution. The violation for that, if you use your second IR spot for someone that's not on the COVID list, the violation stated a punishment of $10 fab reduction. So, all right, so he puts an invalid player in his IR spot. He wins the first round of the playoffs, but it's apparently a violation of the rules, but no punishment has been established. There's a similar rule that you can't use the second IR spot for a non-COVID player, and that punishment is $10 fab reduction. The commissioner put out a poll in the group chat to vote on four different punishments for my particular violation. One, forfeit the semifinal round. Two, 5-point penalty in the semifinal round. Three, 10-point penalty in the semifinal round. And four, loss of draft budget dollars for next year's draft. I challenge the idea of putting any sort of vote to the league members during the season. There should have been a punishment established before the season started. There will be biased votes from league members during the season, let alone the playoffs. I said as a compromise, I would take the $10 fab deduction set in place, just like the other IR rule has set up for its violation. The commissioner seems to think that since it's the playoffs, it needs to be a harsher punishment. What do you think? Oh, and he just beat the commissioner, by the way, in the first round of the playoffs. What say you, Fantasy Cops?
I think there should be two fab punishments, one in the playoffs now and one in the regular season next year.
Now, is that a fab punishment or is that a draft budget punishment?
Definitely not a draft budget punishment, I'm saying.
No, if the punishment is fab reduction, then and you think it's so egregious and the league votes that it's so egregious what this manager did, then punish him twice. Punish him in the playoffs, which probably not going to be that much of an impact when you're talking about what you're competing with, and then punish him in the regular season. Or maybe do 10 this year and then 5 next year. So it's almost like, you know, you're losing a – if you were to like who just got punished, the what basketball team just got
the
punished?
Knicks.
The Knicks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like the Knicks lose the second round pick.
Yep.
So it'd be like if it was such a bad error that they committed or problem they committed that you take a first round pick this year and a second round pick next year. So take $10 now, $5 next year, and ding them twice.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I don't think you can go any harsher, especially because like the original, you know, like this person stated, can't make a rule now. You can't make the punishment now when it's in the middle of the playoffs and people are going to try to do something, you know, and they're impacted by the decision. So, yeah, I think Jamie's compromise is very fair.
And forfeit the semifinal round when you just beat the commissioner. Obviously, that's trying to get the commissioner into the next round of playoffs. It's so stupid.
Well, actually, I interpreted it differently because he beat the commissioners in the quarterfinal round. So forfeiting the semifinals would be forfeiting this week, right? And so it would just give
away. Unless he's forfeiting the right to compete in the semifinals.
Maybe. It's a terrible idea. You can't just lose the week for that.
No.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Good stuff. Fantasy Cops, very judicious today. Very fair. Excellent stuff.
All
right, this is from email. This is from emails. This is from Kevin.
It's from email.
From email at email.com. Kevin says, Fournette or Jamal Williams, Bengals or Bucks?
All Bucks.
Bucks for sure, and Fournette as well. Yep.
By the way, Die Hard is a great Christmas movie, but one I watch and recommend every year is Bad Santa.
Oh, Bad Santa is amazing. I love Bad Santa.
Finally.
I was going to say, like, Die Hard might be my favorite Christmas movie, now that I consider it a Christmas movie, but Bad Santa is actually a better movie.
Finally, I saw Office Christmas Party on TV last night at midnight. I finally was able to watch it. I love it. And Heath didn't really like it that much. He thought it was, like, fine. He's wrong. It is so funny. Almost every scene is funny. It's great. I think it's better the more you watch it, though.
When did it come out?
6-ish years ago. Something like that.
So that's kind of new.
Jason Bateman, Kate McKinnon is so funny in it. Jennifer Aniston is in it. It's a terrific movie.
Okay.
From Jason, J.K. Dobbins or James Conner?
Dobbins for me.
Dobbins is closer in PPR, but Dobbins for me.
From David, dear Dasher, Dancer, and Donner. Those are
the Hanukkah elves.
Yeah, 85 Bears. I've been riding Diggs and A.J. Brown all year. Am I crazy to play Godwin over either one of them this week in half PPR?
Mm-hmm.
Diggs and who?
A.J.
Brown.
Not crazy, no.
I don't think that's crazy either. I'm very nervous. Oh, go ahead, Jamie.
I'd probably still stick with A.J. Brown.
So you would bench. You're locking in Diggs, right?
I think so. I mean, look, there's clearly a lot of risk involved because of the weather. So
that's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
You know, take yourself out of that. That's fine.
I don't think I'm going to be able to bench Diggs either. I have him in a couple spots, but I don't know, man. I feel like this could be a really ugly game weather-wise. They're saying, I think the last time this weather happened, forgetting it now, I should pull this up or find it. RJ White, our editor, had some great research on the last time a game had those conditions, and it was always under 30. Like, the points are always like 19-3, 6. You know, like, there's no scoring in these types of games. Right. So we'll see what happens. It is Josh Allen, though.
Dan's favorite Christmas movie. Easy to pick your favorite when you're deciding between only two movies.
Great call, RJ. I do not watch a lot of movies. I've seen Home Alone, though. Pretty solid.
Oh, man. I think, I said to Dan, to Dave and Heath, I recommended Office Christmas Party, but The Night Before is better. So please watch The Night Before. It is so funny. Yeah, terrific. Yeah. This is from Rob. This is a PPR league. It's also tight end premium, and it's 4 point per passing touchdown. So you have to bench one of these guys. Taylor Heinicke, Trace McSorley, David Njoku. Who are you benching?
McSorley
versus Njoku?
Yeah, I see almost no scenario where McSorley is going to have a good game and not even just like produce any points for fantasy. Because I think he's definitely turning it over twice, and then we'll see what else he can do.
I wish we knew the penalties for interceptions, because if it's minus one, I'd be a little bit more okay with him. If it's minus two, then it's tough.
All right, this is from Cameron. Sit one in PPR. Ramondre Stevenson, Miles Sanders, J.K. Dobbins, Ken Walker.
Walker.
Yeah, it's either Walker or Sanders for me, but I'll go Walker.
Okay. From Jacob in Copenhagen, Denmark. Hey, he's got a bunch of names that I've never even heard of, and I don't know how to pronounce them, and I'm just not going to even go to your greeting. Sorry, Jacob. Choose two out of the following.
I am Oliva.
What's that?
I am Oliva.
I don't get it.
What happened with me the other day on HQ?
What did you say?
So I had to do a news update while Adam was on the air with us. And it was in regards to, I forget the quarterback's name, but the kid that changed his commitment from UCLA to Oregon, I think it was, or Oregon to UCLA.
Oh, that's amazing.
And he's the third ranked quarterback in the class. So for those of you that watch our HQ show, on Sundays, I usually do a lot of the news updates, but usually throughout the week, I don't. For whatever reason, they have me do the news update. And so it was like, literally, here, you got to do this real quick. So they write a quick script for me, and they don't tell me, though, what the graphics are going to be. So the script was, you know, he's transferring, changed the commitment, whatever, from which school to which school. And he's the third-ranked quarterback in the class. So then they throw up a graphic, and I have to kind of, when I'm done reading the script, I have to kind of get us to the commercial. So the graphic comes up, and obviously Arch Manning is the number one quarterback. And the number two quarterback, his last name was I Am Oliva. I think that's how you say it. But first time I see it, I don't know what I'm saying. So I'm like, oh, he's behind Arch Manning. And you see he's in the mix with the other guys.
No. Yeah, so that puts him, he's the number three recruit behind Arch Manning and the like. Yeah. The like. His name is Nicholas Iamaliva, but there's so many letters there. And it's just, I thought it was so funny. Jamie was just like, nope, I'm not.
Jamie's like, it's Nicholas Iamaliva this set, right?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I said. I was like, I'm leaving this one right now.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, the Jacob said, hi, A.A. Ron Balakai, Terrell, Smoochie Wallace. So these are characters from that Key and Peele skit, which is very funny.
Okay.
Choose two of these. Brian Robinson, Brandon Ayuk, Chris Moore, Zach Moss, Jeff Wilson. Pick two. Robinson, Ayuk, Chris Moore, Moss, Wilson.
I guess the first thing I would say is, can you see who's on the waiver wire? Because these guys are not the best option. So like if Goodwin was available.
True.
If Taysom Hill was available. Does that have to be running back, receiver, or is it flex?
I think just flexes.
Yeah, I mean, they're just not the best. If this is the best you can do, I would say Holt Wilson plays and Zach Moss.
I go Moss and Ayuk.
From Danny in Vancouver, pick three from this group. Let's do sit one. Mixon, Sanders, Dobbins, Montgomery.
Montgomery for me.
Sitting them?
Yeah, who are you sitting?
Mixon, Sanders,
Dobbins,
Montgomery. Who's the other one?
Dobbins. Heard of him?
Yeah. I'm probably saying Mixon.
Wow.
Whoa.
Oh, let's see if you get this one, Dan. This is from Eric in Maine. Hey, Hans, Simon, Stewart, and Thomas.
Diehard?
Actually, yeah, you wouldn't get that. These are the four four diehard villains.
Okay.
Hans is the first one, yeah.
I remember Hans.
I need one in half PPR, and it's 0.2 points per carry. Latavius Murray or Christian Watson?
2 points per carry, or 0.2 per carry.
Murray.
Yeah, I guess you have to go Murray
so
in
if
that
he has
format.
15 carries, that's 3 points.
Yeah, I'll go Murray in that format.
From Jason in Kentucky, 2QB Dynasty League. Would you bench Josh Allen for Kirk Cousins or Tua?
I don't think so. I'm going to ride with Allen, but I'm definitely concerned about the weather there.
All right, this is from no name on this one here. Dear Marvin, Reggie, and Dallas.
Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne, Dallas, Dallas Clark, Colts.
Mm-hmm. Half PPR.
Damn it, Jamie did get there slightly before me.
Slightly before you? He got there on Friday.
I got the same time as you, if not slightly before you. You know that line?
Yes.
You know that line?
Yeah, God, I got to say, oh, yes, I do know it.
I got that the same time as you, if not slightly before you.
MacGruber. I do know it.
MacGruber.
MacGruber. Oh.
When they're putting together the case, and Ryan, whatever his name, Felipe, is like, he now, MacGruber's like struggling to forget, and Ryan Felipe says, like, finish sending it. No, I got there the same time as you, if not slightly before you.
We've not talked about MacGruber, how much I love that movie.
I love MacGruber.
It's one of the most underrated. It was like Step Brothers before Step Brothers.
It was so underrated, MacGruber. He's freaking hilarious. He's on another show called, like, oh, you hate him?
No, he's amazing.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's on another show called Last Man on Earth.
Yeah.
It's actually a really funny show.
Yeah, I watched a few episodes of that.
Yeah.
I couldn't keep it up, but yeah, it was great. Okay, half PPR. Need three. Diggs, Keenan Allen, Chris Godwin, A.J. Brown, Hopkins. All right, so three of them. Diggs, Keenan Allen, Godwin, A.J. Brown, Hopkins.
In PPR?
half PPR.
Oh,
Diggs,
boy.
Godwin. And who was the one before A.J. Brown?
Keenan Allen, Chris Godwin.
I'll go
AJ
Diggs,
Brown,
Allen, Godwin, personally. That's great options.
I'm going to go Keenan Allen, Godwin, A.J. Brown.
I'm also good with that. But I just can't sit Diggs. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not playing in the semifinals and benching Stephon Diggs. I just don't want to lose like that.
I'll go Diggs, Godwin, A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
My wife just dropped off a hot chocolate for me.
Oh, wow. That's really
cane.
Nice.
You guys
homemade.
See the candy cane in there?
Oh, what's a candy cane in there?
See that little candy cane?
Why did she come on camera?
A bunch of marshmallows in here.
Yeah, she should have came on camera.
Let's give it a sample. Here we go.
Okay.
That's very good.
Very good. Did she make it with milk or water?
You're the runner-up. You get stuff to look
at. Does she make it with milk or water? My God, you would never make it with water. Never.
Okay, good. Well, I'm just making sure.
Milk. It's milk. All right, YouTube, you all ready? Y'all ready for this?
Dude,
keep going. All right. Kittle or Andrews?
Kittle.
Pollard or Connor, half PPR?
Pollard.
Yeah, matchup-wise, Pollard. It's not great, but Connor's is worse.
Dear Rocky, Colton, Tum-Tum.
No idea.
Three Ninjas. Yeah. You know Three Ninjas,
Jamie? Never seen the Three Ninjas, no.
You don't need to see it.
I've never seen Cobra Kai or whatever. I've never seen any of this stuff. Karate Kid, nothing.
Yeah, Three Ninjas and Karate Kid are very different.
They're like the same, but what's different?
Well, Three Ninjas is a kid's movie.
Okay.
Karate Kid.
Isn't Karate Kid a kid's
movie?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, Karate Kid is on the level of Die Hard. It's that good of a movie.
Wow.
Yeah. Would you say that, Jamie?
Slightly below, but yes.
I always thought of it as a kid's movie, knowing nothing about it. Just I figured it would be a kid's movie.
Well, that's because Cobra Kai is...
Once you watch Karate Kid, you got to watch Cobra Kai.
No, okay. You don't. It's a waste of time. Algier, Jackson, or Moss at RB2?
Moss.
Moss, for sure.
Would you start Geno Smith or Aaron Rodgers?
Geno.
Yeah, that's also going to be a really cold game, but I think I still go Geno. I think that one's just going to be like freezing cold, not like any bad wind.
All right, which quarterback do you like here from Cousin Ernest? I'm going to drink my hot chocolate so you can just read it to yourself.
Okay, he wants to know, my opponent took Minshew and Darnold off waivers, and I have Hurts. I need the best quarterback after them. Foles, Huntley, Mills, Dalton, Ritter, or Willis?
Mills. I go Huntley.
You said Willis, Adam, and you said Huntley, Jamie?
No, I said Mills. Mills.
Mills.
Ugh. Oh, I'd go Willis.
General Mills.
I'm sorry, I'd go Huntley.
Huntley. Can I ask you guys a question real quick?
Isn't Nick Foles the answer here? I'm going to go Nick Foles.
I don't think so. Well, I don't know, but at least it's a dome. Can I ask you guys a question here? Yeah. I'm in a horrific situation in my home league. I'm going for a three-peat championship, but I've been devastated by injuries. Jonathan Taylor among them, Mike White, who's my QB2. It's a two-quarterback league. So I just had a Zay Jones zero burger last night. So one answer I already have, so I don't need to ask, but who would you guys rather start? Malik Willis in a cold, probably windy
game. The other guy.
But the other guy is Nick Foles.
Nick Foles by a million over Malik Willis. But Malik Willis is thrown for 130 yards in two starts.
I'm thinking he could get some points with his legs. Jamie?
Yeah, I can't trust Malik Willis.
Okay, so it's Foles. Okay. The thing that scares me about Foles, I had Foles locked in, and then I read this week, he's like, yeah, I mean, I guess the way the NFL works is I basically haven't thrown a ball since training camp. And I didn't even really throw the ball much there because I was like a third string. I didn't really get much reps. So he just hasn't really played. And he hasn't practiced with this team.
It's like riding a bike.
Those are the only options.
Sam Darnold. Let's
get
some Sam Darnold.
I'm lucky to even have gotten those options.
Yeah.
I picked them both up this week.
Because Heath is a snake. I have to start Huntley or Heinicke.
Ugh.
Because Heath, out of the playoffs in our Dynasty League, decided to go get Gardner Minshew.
Wow, Heath, that was a out of the playoffs move. Wow,
Gino or Cousins?
Cousins for sure. Gino over Cousins?
I'm with you, Dan.
Oh, I'm definitely.
I like them both, but I'll reduce the risk of the no Lockett. You know, no Lockett, like a little bit of risk. Cold as hell. I'll just go
cold
with
as hell.
Russell Wilson just went for 30 points against the Chiefs. Davis Mills just went for 22 points against the Chiefs.
Look at the Giants, man.
The Giants are so bad on defense right now.
2 weeks ago, Heinicke was in the 20s. Or three weeks ago.
Giants are really bad right now on defense.
I don't think Cousins is bad, but I think Geno's got a higher ceiling.
Please start two running backs on a flex. Swift, Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams. Who we're sitting Jamal Williams?
Yep.
Oh, no, it's non-PPR. I'm sorry. Are we still sitting Williams?
Still sitting Williams. Williams or Swift.
Do you play both?
No.
Over Aaron Jones?
No.
No, you got to play two running backs of flex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I think the flexes are terrible. Mm-hmm.
I think I would go with Drake London.
Gabe Davis, yeah, Drake London, James Cook, Deontay Foreman.
Drake London as my flex. I think I go Aaron Jones, Swift, and London.
I forgot to mention there's whipped cream in here.
Wow. Whip she cream. Hooked it up so well. I mean, come on.
Hot chocolate, whipped cream, marshmallows.
Candy cane.
I might actually get out the toilet and come to your house.
Yeah, really? I might have to go back right back on the toilet.
Yeah, I'll be there in 5 minutes. I don't, candy canes are, I'm not going to have the candy cane. Like it's
not, but I mean, it's a good decor. She really did it up. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like that was a really nice thing to do. You're working, you're on a podcast. She's spending time watching the kids. You know, you've asked to have the kitchen sink open so you could brush your teeth. She, you know, she accommodated all of that for you in one day.
I told Dan, was it Tuesday night? I told you this, that the present I bought for my wife.
Bogus present. He bought it for himself too.
I bought another one for me.
Yeah. It's not a present anymore. It no longer becomes a present.
Yeah, it's kind of true. It's so bad. Put the candy cane in the drink. No, I'm not really interested in that. All right, let me read a few more questions here. Bills or Bucks DST and Godwin or Zeke in half PPR. That's tough.
Bucks for me, no matter what. I'm just Bucks all in on DST against McSorley. But then it's Fields. Do I start? Oh, Godwin or Zeke is the question. Godwin.
Yeah.
For 0.5 PPR. But I like Zeke too.
I might go Zeke.
Zeke.
Njoku or Juwan Johnson?
Yeah. I think I'm going Njoku.
I mean, they're both in the same game.
Yeah.
There's a much more likely chance that the Browns throw than the Saints do.
Agreed.
Godwin or Boyd or Gabe Davis? Oh, Goodwin. Goodwin or Boyd or Gabe Davis. That's harder.
I think I'm going Goodwin.
Goodwin.
So this is my other choice, and I'm glad I just got to hear your opinion, Jamie, and I'd like to hear yours too, Adam, because in that same hell of a matchup, I'm deciding between Goodwin and Gabe Davis, and you would go Goodwin, right?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, me too.
I think if it were normal weather, I would go with Gabe Davis.
Same. Even though he's a disappointment, I'd still go with him in normal weather.
Okay.
Marshmallows. I never have marshmallows. They're delicious. One more question here.
So good.
I mean, you just had a meal on the show.
Yeah, it was incredible. That hot chocolate was marshmallows, whipped cream, candy cane. I mean, come on. It really is a spoiled brat. Thank you, Mike.
Brat. All right, I'm going to give a shout out here to Shannon. She's in almost every one of our streams. Burrow or Fields?
Burrow.
Yep, Burrow for me as well.
Thank you very much, Shannon. Happy holidays, everybody. Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you. We got a busy day on Saturday. So 8 a.m., Jamie and I are going to do the 5-minute show, give you the injury updates. And then 11:30 a.m., youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday. That's our live stream. 10 a.m. Eastern on Saturday, CBS Sports HQ. Watch it on the CBS Sports app, on your Roku, on your whatever, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, whatever it is, on your phone. Get the CBS Sports app. Watch HQ beginning at 10. What's that?
Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus, right. It's on Paramount Plus as well. So, we'll talk to you then. And enjoy your weekend. See ya.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.